Are you ready to press pause on your homeschool mom life? On the busyness of your daily homeschool routines, the housework, the driving routines? And instead of racing to check off boxes before your summer garden invites you outdoors, maybe take a cue from the great outdoors and honor and acknowledge the shifting season in your homeschool mom life too. I invite you to immerse yourself in a re-energizing retreat designed just for you. Picture this, a serene retreat where you can slow things down, breathe, create a space to spend time with you, to notice how this past homeschool year has been for you, to assess how you feel, to clarify your plan to address your big emotions, your needs, your interests, and your relationships. To clarify how it's been working for your kids. To get clear on the next best steps for them, too. To reimagine your homeschool. Perhaps for the upcoming year, or maybe just for the last few months of this year. Picture a time away where you can refresh your strategies for nourishing your mind, your body, and your spirit. I invite you to the 2024 Virtual Homeschool Mama Spring Retreat, a weekend retreat designed exclusively for the extraordinary women who wear the hat of educator, nurturer, and guide. That'd be you, homeschool mama. In this special episode, join me as I dig into the details of this upcoming spring homeschool mom retreat for your heart. It's time to prioritize you. Welcome to the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Podcast. If we haven't met, I'm Teresa Wiedrich, the Certified Life Coach and Homeschool Mentor found at www.capturingthecharmedlife.com. I'm here to help you shed what's not working so you can show up in your homeschool and your life authentically, confidently, and purposefully. So welcome, Homeschool Mama. I offer you 7 questions or journal prompts to help you clarify why you might need a retreat. The first question is, when I mention retreat, what do you need to retreat from? Second question, what unhelpful mindsets are interfering with your homeschool satisfaction? Third question, how do you presently describe your homeschool vision? How about your personal vision? Fourth question, what is your present plan to address your big emotions when they arise? And fifth question, how do you want to show up in your homeschool and your life? If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I've probably given you a few ideas in how you want to show up, but we both know it's more challenging to actually enact the want into the do of the day. So how do you want to show up in your homeschool and life? The sixth question is to share self-care strategies that serve you and the ones that you'd like to include in your life. And the seventh is, who are you beyond homeschool mom? And how do you nurture that you behind the homeschool mama identity? So homeschool mama, this is the first of its kind, a virtual homeschool mom retreat to help you take care of you, to nurture the nurturer. In this retreat, you're going to get away, take a breather, dig deep into the things that are driving your homeschool and your life presently, the things that you likely don't see on the surface. In this retreat, I'm going to share the path I've taken to help nurture me, of course, so I can help you nurture you as well. I'm going to share the most important self-care strategy, taking care of your thoughts, and how to include that practice in your day-to-day homeschool mom routine. I'll specifically help you grapple with and overcome your doubts about your homeschool choice and how you're doing it specifically for your children, not for everyone else's, the kids right in front of you. I will offer you 10 simple self-care strategies that you can incorporate into your regular homeschool days. If you want clarity and confidence and renewed vision in your homeschool and your life, then you will want to set aside time for this spring weekend retreat. In working with homeschool moms, I've noticed a predictable shift in their third or fourth year. They typically hit a wall around that time. The way they began can't be the way they must continue. They need to let go of the things that aren't working to lean into the things that will. How does it really work for them? And how is it really working for their kids? By that point of their homeschool journey, they'll have a strong sense of whether something is working or it isn't. Or else they might discover burnout, exhaustion, or at the very least, and this is a common experience for moms that continue in their frustration beyond that third and fourth wall-hitting year, that they're consistently irritated or discontent or occasionally agitated, even if they determine to keep on keeping on. I know that somewhere in my third year homeschooling, I hit that wall. You've heard me say this before, but it was most definitely somewhere January, February slump month of the third or fourth year. In my heart, I was mouthing the words, "Help me," as the school bus drove by. I saw it outside the family room window. I found myself reacting, overreacting to kids' squabbles. I was perpetually irritated that, you know, any child on any given day wasn't showing interest in the studies that I so lovingly crafted for my kids. And I'd say things like, and I really did say this, if you don't dot, 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 don't remember what the dot, dot, dot was, but I'm sure you can imagine from your own homeschool experience, if you don't dot, 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 then you're getting on that bus Monday morning. Yeah, I said it. I didn't mean it. I knew I didn't actually want to research the school's telephone number. In fact, I wasn't even living in the town that I was a resident in. We were traveling at the time, so I didn't even know where the school was, except I did see the bus drive by. I knew I didn't actually want to get the number and put the kids into school, but I didn't know what else to do, and I felt desperate. I was done. I knew I didn't have time for myself. Don't think I could have put those words into the universe because I didn't even know that I didn't know that I didn't have time for myself. I didn't feel good in my body. I felt overwhelmed and stressed. I was also ironically bored by another repeat of the same curriculum. I did everything as perfectly as I could, but had this feeling that it wasn't good enough. I wondered if what I was doing was really doing the right thing by my kids. Until I watched a Brené Brown TEDx talk, and I realized until that point, really not just of my homeschooling life, not just of my motherhood experience, but really of my entire life experience, I realized I didn't even factor me into my life. What did I need? I learned I had to take care of me to take care of my kids. Alongside planning for your homeschool, I know that you need to plan for you too. Whether you've been homeschooling for 1 month or 25 years, you need to routinely address how you're taking care of yourself, addressing your big emotions, maybe doubt, not good enough feeling, overwhelm, stress, frustration, so many possibilities. Maybe you're not including self-care strategies that will help you create a burnout prevention plan. Perhaps you need to reimagine your child's education. Maybe how you're doing it isn't working for them or for you. And maybe you need something outside of the homeschool mom role. You want to develop your own curiosities, follow your own rabbit trails, and develop something apart from your homeschool life. We're homeschool moms. We want to show up on purpose for our homeschool kids, and I want to encourage you to show up for you too. I have so enjoyed putting this virtual weekend retreat on for homeschool moms around the world. I want to share three homeschool moms' experiences in this retreat. The first one was Cheryl. She shared this with me after we completed the retreat. "I feel like you know me. You offered helpful suggestions to rejuvenate and equip any homeschool mom in whatever stage she might find herself in. I enjoyed our candor and your laughter, your caring and your insights. You've allowed the experiences that have challenged you to be the catalyst to helping others. This retreat is for anyone who's lost sight of themselves in the midst of living a busy life and wants to refocus on what's truly important. I hope all of your retreats bear fruit into deflated women like me, changing their defeat into delight once again, or for the first time. I told you at our first session that I was looking for hope, and the tools unpacked in this retreat have given me hope. Beautiful words from Cheryl. Beautiful words from a writer, naturally. I also share with you what Britt wrote the first time she attended our retreat. I recommend this retreat for everyone. I've been making my way through your retreat and loving it. Your voice has a very soothing quality. It's been a special time. Teresa is a gift with the best humor. I am so blown away by the care you take to really get to know who you're mentoring or talking with. It's so rare these days. And Carla. Carla shared Teresa's the real deal, an experienced homeschool mom who's been there and can help others get out of overwhelm. Her ability to hold space for silence and difficult feelings makes her no small talk approach so effective. I trust her. Her retreat, resources, and Ask Me Anything meetings have served me tremendously. I'm so glad she's in my corner. Yep, and years passed, and Carla, I'm still in your corner. So do you need a homeschool mama retreat? A retreat to help you be more present in your homeschool, to be clear that what you're doing really is working for you and your kids, to be confident that what you're doing is beyond good enough. It's amazing. Together, we'll determine what you need and uncover actionable tools to take care of you, to teach you how to take care of you, so you can nurture the nurturer. This is the first of its kind. This virtual retreat is the only one I know available online. I was inspired to offer it back in 2020. When, you know, there were a few more homeschool moms and we were all doing everything virtually. Convenient timing, wouldn't you say? But I know from experience homeschool moms needed a retreat before that year, and they'll need retreats indefinitely if they choose this saturated mother role of home educating their own. Do they have to retreat? No, you know the answer. You definitely don't have to take care of you. I would know, and you might too. It's not a default factory setting of a homeschool mom to look after herself. This is a retreat to help you acknowledge and address your emotions, maybe overwhelm, doubt, unrealistic expectations, perfectionism, guilt, not good enough feelings. It's a retreat to release your unhelpful homeschool mindsets that are getting in the way of an effective, personalized home education. It's a retreat to renew your homeschool mom vision. A retreat to create a plan of self-care for you. A retreat to align what you're doing in your daily homeschool routine with how you want to do it, consistent with your true values. A retreat to reimagine how you want to show up in your homeschool and your life. So I ask you, what do you need to retreat from, and why might a retreat resonate with you? What unhelpful mindsets are getting in your way of homeschool satisfaction? How do you presently describe your homeschool vision? How do you want to show up in your homeschool and your life? Who are you beyond homeschool mom, and how are you nurturing her? The 2024 Homeschool Mama Spring Retreat will take place April 20th and 21st. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Here's what we'll do. We'll join together in a pre-retreat one-on-one session, an individual coaching session, time and date dependent on each attendee's availability. Then we'll have that weekend group retreat that includes 3 1.5-hour group retreat refresh sessions. A virtual self-coaching retreat will be yours alongside our retreat sessions to use before or after our retreat sessions. You'll receive a retreat planner if you're deciding to use this weekend retreat as an opportunity to get away. Maybe head to a cheap motel, a retreat center, or even a neighbor's or friend's home away from the kids. So you'll receive that retreat planner. You'll also receive a wellness retreat journaling workbook to get your interior work flowing. You'll get a free signed copy of the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Nurturing the Nurturer book, shipping included. And along with that, a surprise self-care package to accompany your virtual retreat. And of course, lifetime access to retreat updates. And finally, a post-retreat, a one-on-one 60-minute coaching session post-retreat, where I can help you clarify what your next steps are and how you can maintain some of those strategies to support you in continuing to use those strategies in your real homeschool mom life. If you'd like to learn more about the details of the Homeschool Mama Retreat, send me a message at my email, teresawiedrick@outlook.com. That's teresawiedrick@outlook.com. If you'd like another homeschool mom to join you on this weekend retreat, let her know about this. You can check out all the details of the 2024 Homeschool Mama Weekend Retreat by heading over to my website and typing in the title to this podcast episode, An Energizing Homeschool Mom Retreat for Your Heart. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're not hearing this from anyone else, I want you to know, I've done this myself. I've learned to nurture the nurturer, and I know you can too. You can turn all your homeschool challenges into your homeschool charms. You got this, girlfriend.